8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Hump Day Wednesday, May 7th, 2025 edition. If your area had a school millage bond proposal on the ballot yesterday, text me the township and county and whether or not it passed, if you know. The township, the county, and whether it passed, if you know the answer to that. We're taking all the information right now. This half hour, we'll be talking about it in the next hour. I know MERS News Service and other news agencies were contacting Vicki last night at Antrim County. They were able to get done roughly about 11:15, 11:20 last night, posting the results on their website. Still trying to get things updated this morning. But one of the things that you have to understand, technology, when it works, you love it. When it doesn't, you hate it. One of their townships, Jordan, came in with their flash stick and their tabulator tapes, whole book, tried to upload the information from the flash stick into the mothership there in Vicki's office, and it couldn't read the flash drive. It couldn't read the flash stick. So they had to contact Election Source. Election Source told them to delete the information out of the corrupted file that wouldn't upload properly and enter it by hand. And it was a small township, a small turnout. So luckily, they were able to do that and get it done pretty quickly. So just so you know, things happen. It's that simple. And when they do happen, you got to have competent people there to know what to do. Now, for example, the election summary report was the final numbers at the end of the night. Pretty interesting. Election day, total number of votes cast, 3,768 out of 13,148 registered voters in those five school districts. Now, it was breaking this down, people. This is a perfect example that I want you to hear the numbers. Elba Public Schools, sinking fund millage proposal. Now, they only had, out of 1,409 registered voters in that school district, they had 61 people voted. Final results, 33 no's to 28 yeses. Five extra people voted no and defeated it, percentage-wise, 54.10 to 45.9. This was posted at 11:07 p.m. last night. So before midnight, that was the goal. She wanted to have her first election where they got the numbers in before midnight, and it did happen. Little couple of problems, but they worked through it. Thank you, Annette Marcus, the deputy chief clerk, and Amy Gilman, who's learning the election process to help Annette. Annette, poor thing, she didn't get home until midnight. Ended up like Vicki and I, staying up until 2 o'clock this morning talking. Just couldn't shut the brains off. Numbers, votes, percentages. It just, that's the way it is. The next one, and again, this is the five in Antrim County. Boyne City Public Schools bond proposal. Well, only 38 people potentially cast a ballot out of 229. Now, wait a minute. I want to back up and talk about Elba for a second. Elba School District, folks, only has 80 kids. Only has 80 kids. I believe 10 or 9 are graduating this year. Declining population, they defeated their ballot sinking fund millage. The proposal they had. They defeated it by just 5 votes. 33-28. But next door in Boyne City Public Schools, they had one person voted yes more than the no's. 19 yeses to 18 no's. Totally split, basically, but one person voted for it. So the bond proposal was approved. Unbelievable. Now, the next one, Central Lake. This was the big one we talked about on the radio. 677 yes to 635 no's. 42 votes out of 3,087 people. 42.5% came and voted. 42.5%. Elba, 4.33%. Boyne City, 16.59%. Charlevoix Public Schools bond proposal. In our Antrim County, the people that live in Charlevoix Public Schools, only 79 people, registered voters, 25 of them voted, 31.6% of the registered voters voted. Same thing. Yes votes, 13. No votes, 12. Again, one person was the difference. Unbelievable. Our school district, Elk Rapids Village, Township, Milton Township, Torch Lake Township, and parts of Grand Traverse County, actually, the northern part of Grand Traverse County voted overwhelmingly. Out of 8,344 registered voters, 2,332 people voted. It passed overwhelmingly, 70.91% to 29.09%, 1,648 people to 676. Unbelievable. So that's what happened in our Antrim County. What happened in your area? Send me a text. Again, your township, the county, what school district, or whatever you want to say, and whether it passed or not. Let me know. But you see, this is basically a dry run for a lot of these new clerks. Never ran an election before. Vicki, Annette, Amy did a great job here in Antrim. Worked late, got it done before midnight. Again, the report is dated last night at 11:07 p.m. Great job, girls. You did awesome. That's what we expect. We want the results before we go to bed on election night. It's that simple. And if you can't do that, if you can't accomplish that, you need a new clerk. It's that simple. All this technology is available. The people at Election Source were available with a phone call. They fixed the little couple of glitches they had. Well, it can be done. But you got to be trained. You got to know what's going on. And if you have a problem, you have an issue, you got to know who to call. So, again, send me a text if you know what's going on in your area. Greatly appreciate the information. We'll talk about it in the second hour. Let's see, MERS this morning. I wanted to check this before I went to bed, but they didn't have any information at the time. So we'll see where this is going. Let's see. Nope, that's not it. State Senate, this one I wanted to talk about. We're going to talk about that for sure. cell phone bans in schools. We're going to get into that. I don't see the link. Where did it go? I had it pulled up. Nope, not there. Okay, very good. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson talking to the Associated Press about her miscarriage back in 2017 and how the experience led her to appreciate the importance of reproductive rights. She also brought it up in the issue of her new book, The Purposeful Warrior. The emotional impact of that stays with you for your whole life. Well, it's one of the issues she's running on to be the next governor. Reproductive rights. Is that really a thing, folks? With the passage of Proposal 3 back in 2022, where now Michigan is the abortion anything goes state, do we really need to talk about reproductive rights? It's in our Constitution. Is that an issue that you're going to even use when vetting these governor candidates running into next year's election? Do we really care whether Republicans are pro-life or not? We know the Democrats are all pro-death. Do we really care about the abortion issue on the Republican side? Why is Benson making this issue a thing? Now, I feel bad that she had a miscarriage in 2017. Of course, it's a horrible experience. One of our granddaughters just dealt with this issue. It's painful, it hurts, and yes, it will impact her life for the rest of her life. But is this a thing? Is this something we really need to be talking about? Well, evidently, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson made quote of the day yesterday from MERS News Service. So we'll get into that discussion. And there it is. It just popped up again. More than half of the school bonding proposals failed. We'll get into those numbers. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, Think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it today. Text messages are coming in all over the place. We're going to wrap up this story. I'll get to those text messages at the top of the next hour. I think this title, bond issues, is what we were talking about. More than half of the school bonds proposals failed. Of the 44 total bond issues that were tracked by MERS News Service on the election spreadsheet, 24 out of the 44 failed, 54.5%. The failed bonds made up $1.2 billion worth of the total $2.34 billion that was up for a vote yesterday. The largest bond failed was for Midland Public Schools, worth $285 million. The one non-school bond issue asking $3 million for a firehouse in Kid Ross Township in Chippewa County also failed. The 20 school bonds, 45.4% that did pass, was worth nearly $870 million. But $1.2 billion failed. Now, among the other 95 school-related questions that were on the ballot between the two, over 130 some that were on the ballot, 68 of them passed, 71.5%, while 27 failed. Results of the other four ballot questions were not available at the time of the printing of this story. Typically, local school ballot proposals, whether they're millages, bonds, or sinking funds, pass at 82% of the clip. So, one of the things you have to look at, folks, is where is the money going, what are they using it for, and whether or not the community feels they want to invest in their schools, in their firehouses, whatever it is that they try to put on the ballot. Now, one of the things you have to understand, they can always put it back on the ballot again, as a matter of fact, the very next election. How many times have we seen these ballot proposals fail by a very small margin, and they just keep trying, they keep coming back until they get it. So, pretty interesting. Firehouse in Kinross Township for $3 million? No, we're not going to pay that. And it failed. It doesn't say the numbers, percentage of the vote. It just said that it did fail. So a lot of this is coming down to people getting engaged, informed. But again, the turnout was very, very low. two of the five school districts here in Antrim County, they pass by one vote, one person. Now, you don't think that we might necessarily need to do a recount? Well, we'll see what happens. You have to pay for those recounts, but they could be challenged. So we'll see where this goes. Again, text me your township, your county, what it was for, and whether it passed or not. If you know, we'll gather that information, talk about it in the next hour. But one of the things that I think is happening, and this is kind of interesting, is that I feel that there is a sense that people are paying attention. Even though the voter turnout was low, I think people are still aware of what's happening and are still engaged in the process. Now, the biggest thing that you have to look at is your own local community, your township, your county. You need to decide whether or not people are going to step up, run for office, or at least, at the bare minimum, attend their board meetings and hold these elected officials accountable. We don't have any elections this year. We have everything on the ballot next year here at the state level, as well as Washington, D.C. Going to be very, very interesting to see who steps up, who runs for U.S. Senate, who runs for governor, and where this all goes. But we're engaged. We're informing people. We're having parties this year. Riskitfest.com is the website for Ian Murphy's event. Big party, June 20th, Friday night golf outing. And then Saturday, the real party. Music, entertainment, food. Great time to come see the new location there in Gaylord. Right off of I-75. Old 27 exit, 279, head south about 1 mile. It's on the east side of the road, right across from Otsego Lake. Then, of course, mark your calendar, save the date. We're going to start pushing ticket sales. We've already started. A few of you bought your tickets already. Pig Roast Fun Shoot, Central Lake, Michigan, Saturday, July 19th. Gates will open at noon. We're going to have a blast of a good time. Bring the young people. We want to teach them firearm safety and teach them how to shoot. Third Saturday in July. Hour number two coming. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds. I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief.